Hi, this is Ted Haggard from New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The program you're about to hear is written and produced by a friend of mine, Gordon Klingenschmidt. I've known Gordon personally for 12 years, and I've seen the fruit of his life. He's an honorable servant of the Lord. I've also endorsed his book and recommend his ministry to you. So I encourage you to listen to what he has to say and write to him and support Persuade the World Ministries. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Welcome and thank you for joining this radio broadcast of Persuade the World Ministries. You're about to hear part 4 of 18 in our radio production of the book written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. If you call us in the next hour, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. Just call our toll-free number, 866-OBEY-GOD. That's toll-free 1-866-OBEY-GOD. Gordon James Klingenschmidt is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and a seminary graduate of Regent University, holding both MBA and Master of Divinity degrees. He's also the founder and servant of Persuade the World Ministries, a 501c3 tax-exempt religious nonprofit corporation in Colorado Springs, dedicated to persuading individuals in America and throughout the world to forsake their sins and submit their hearts and minds to the loving rulership of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, with today's teaching, here is Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks, Mark. Today's segment is the first of several in a mini-drama I've entitled The Theological Adventures of Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole. Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole. But before we meet these two characters, let's read from 2 Timothy chapter 3. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. You know, people often turn to counselors who tell them what their itching ears want to hear, as is the case with our character, Johnny Lukewarm, who turns to Pastor Loophole to get advice. So let's introduce the characters in our little drama. Johnny Lukewarm is a non-Christian who calls himself a Christian. He eagerly desires forgiveness of sins, but he has no desire to submit to the rulership of God. Johnny Lukewarm is your average college-age student, and he thinks he got saved in an evangelistic crusade when he, quote, accepted Jesus as his Savior. But he never made Christ his Lord. He just wants to go to heaven when he dies. He doesn't want to make Jesus the boss of his life. He's not cold toward God, but he's not hot toward God either. He's just lukewarm. With his itching ears like radar beacons, Johnny Lukewarm sweeps the horizon for any available excuse to remain in his sins. He searches high and low for reasons to escape absolute obedience to God. There must be some relief from this conviction and guilt that I feel. There must be some way to avoid obedience to God, he thinks to himself. And fortunately for Johnny, there are hundreds of false teachers out there telling him everything his itching ears want to hear, offering excuse after excuse, loophole after loophole, on how to avoid submission to God and keep on enjoying his deadly sins. And that's okay with Johnny because he really loves his sins more than he loves God in the first place. Now, the second character in our drama is an older, distinguished, very wise preacher named Pastor Loophole, or so he proclaims himself to be wise. Pastor Loophole has a very modern concept of the gospel, which he learned at a very liberal seminary. Pastor Loophole believes God is loving and merciful. In fact, so merciful that God forgives your sins even while you continue to enjoy them. He believes God doesn't require repentance or holiness. He worries about things like church growth, and he's afraid of offending anyone who might become a tithing member of his church. So our opening scene takes place on a Tuesday afternoon. Johnny Lukewarm has a counseling session in Pastor Loophole's office. Johnny requested this appointment himself, hoping to clarify some Bible verses that make him uncomfortable. You see, God wants Johnny to forsake one of his favorite sins. Maybe it was prayerlessness, or lack of concern for the lost, or materialism, or idolatry, or pride, or lust, or maybe God even wants him to forsake all of these sins at once. Anyway, the Holy Spirit is convicting Johnny to forsake his favorite sin. impressing Johnny now to the point of sorrow and tears and genuine feelings of guilt. Johnny knows he's wrong, but he absolutely refuses to surrender. After all, God wants him to give up his favorite sin. But in this very dangerous state of unrepentance and resisting the Holy Spirit, he walks into Pastor Loophole's office to get advice.
"Please have a seat, Johnny. What seems to be bothering you today?"
Johnny's brow furrows with concern. "Pastor Loophole, I'm very upset about this particular passage of Scripture. It seems as though God is commanding me to do something I really don't want to do. Do I really have to repent and stop sinning and obey God? Or is there some other alternative?"
"Why, certainly there is, Johnny. You just relax. I can offer you dozens of alternatives and give you very logical reasons why you don't have to obey God."
"Oh, thank goodness." Johnny breathes a big sigh of relief. He sits forward eagerly, with his itching ears, searching for some escape from the Holy Spirit's conviction. "For a minute there, I thought I'd actually have to change my behavior and obey God." But the Holy Spirit of God is grieved away, and he slowly withdraws his conviction from Johnny's life. And Pastor Loophole's excuses begin with loophole number one, entitled, "God is a merciful, compassionate God." So here's loophole number one.
"Don't feel so bad, Johnny," says Pastor Loophole. "God understands you with great compassion. In fact, mercy and compassion are the strongest parts of God's character. Jesus taught that we should forgive 70 times 7 times whenever somebody sins against us, so it must follow that God forgives you at least 490 times, even if you delay repentance or sin many times in one day without repenting. You don't have to repent. In fact, there are no requirements for obtaining God's mercy. Just believe that you're forgiven, and that makes it true. So don't feel guilty, Johnny. God wouldn't condemn you for blatant, continual rebellion to his authority. God is a very merciful God." Time out. Let's look at the scriptures, everybody, and analyze Pastor Loophole's advice. Let's rightly divide the word of truth and separate the truth from the lies in the advice given by Pastor Loophole. First, I want to acknowledge the true part. God delights in showing mercy to sinners. The Bible says mercy triumphs over judgment. And we all need God's mercy because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But here are the lies. Did you know it's a lie that there are no requirements for obtaining God's mercy? And it's a lie that God shows mercy to everybody no matter what they do or don't do. But here's the truth to replace those lies. God shows no mercy to the unrepentant. God shows no mercy to those that don't fear him and change their hearts and repent and submit to his rulership. Here's what the Bible says. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them. If you don't repent and do God's commandments, Johnny Lukewarm, God does not forgive your sins. Did you know that in the Bible, God gives 3 requirements for granting forgiveness of sins? 3 requirements. The first is atonement. The atoning blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ's substitutionary death on the cross is the first requirement for God's mercy. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. The second requirement is repentance. The sinner must voluntarily repent from sin, or turn away from his sin, or forsake his known sins, before God forgives those sins. Jesus taught, if somebody sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times come back to you and says, "I repent," forgive him. And in another scripture, Jesus says, unless you repent, you too will all perish. And again, the Bible says, repent then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. Now, you can like it or don't like it, but repentance is in the Bible as a requirement for receiving God's forgiveness of your sins. The third requirement for obtaining God's mercy is faith in Jesus Christ. Not just mental assent to certain facts, but wholehearted submission to the author behind those facts, giving Jesus and his words authority over your mind. The Bible says righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. And again, Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Now, we'll define faith in detail in a future broadcast, but for now, let's just everybody agree that whatever faith is, it's required by God before he forgives your sins.
So the Bible gives three requirements for obtaining God's mercy. One, atonement. Two, repentance. And three, faith. Now, if you're out there listening, Johnny Lukewarm, how are you going to respond? What are you going to do now? You know, the atonement was provided by Jesus on the cross. You don't have to do that part. But the repenting and the believing are completely up to you. God will never repent for you. Neither will God believe for you. You have to repent and believe, or God won't forgive your sins. So how do you access God's mercy? Repent and believe. Let's take a break for a moment and pray. Would you pray with me? Pray these words along with me to God. Lord, I repent and I believe. Lord, please forgive me for delaying repentance. And right now, I forsake my known sins. Furthermore, I submit my heart and mind to the rulership of Jesus Christ. I believe Him. I submit my mind to Him. I trust Him. And I receive Jesus to be the Lord of every area of my life right now, especially those areas where I've been resisting Him. Jesus, come and rule my heart right now. In Your name I pray. Amen. Did you just pray with me? Now, if you just prayed with me, why don't you give us a call and get a copy of today's cassette tape? Here's Mark with that information.
Thanks, Gordon. He'll be back in just a moment. But first, do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free. But please remember, we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey, then send us your best possible donation after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L4. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club, we'll also send you an autographed copy of Gordon's book. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com or call us in the next hour at 866-OBEY-GOD. Right now, let's return to Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks again, Mark. Let's return to Johnny Lukewarm, who's getting advice from Pastor Lou Pohl. Now remember, Johnny Lukewarm was reading his Bible, and he came across a command of Scripture that he didn't want to obey. So he turned to Pastor Lou Pohl, who tells him what his itching ears want to hear. And Lou Pohl number two is entitled, God Loves You Unconditionally.
Don't you remember my sermon last Sunday?
Pastor Lou Pohl reminds Johnny Lukewarm, as he gives Johnny yet another excuse to delay repentance and remain in his deadly sins. After reading half of the Bible and ignoring the half that he didn't like, Pastor Lou Pohl prepared his favorite sermon on God's unconditional love.
God loves you unconditionally, with no strings attached. You don't have to change to be acceptable to God, because God loves you just the way you are. In fact, the Bible says God is love. So, Johnny, you don't have to repent, and God still loves you. Nothing can separate you from God's love. Oh, yes, God loves you. God doesn't hate anybody, and He never will. God may have been wrathful in the Old Testament, but that was before Jesus came. God's changed now. Now God loves you so much that He gave His Son for you to forgive you of your sins, even while you continue to enjoy them, even if you don't repent. God loves you so much that He can't hate you or be angry with you or be wrathful toward you or punish you, even if you continue to enjoy your sins.
Pastor Lou Pohl spins out his message of cheap grace, and Johnny Lukewarm leans forward in his seat with his itching ears, eager to hear every word.
Jesus loves sinners. He ate and drank with sinners. God isn't angry with sinners, so don't worry about your sins, Johnny. Just soak in God's love. God will never hate you, even if you continue to enjoy your sins. You don't have to repent or be holy to be loved by God.
Johnny Lukewarm breathes a big sigh of relief. Oh, thank goodness. I feel so loved by God. Before I thought God might be angry that I enjoy my sins, but now I know better. God loves me unconditionally, even while I continue to enjoy my sins.
Time out. Let's sort out this mess and look at the scriptures. Let's rightly divide the word of truth and separate the truth from the lies in the advice given by Pastor Loophole. First, I want to acknowledge the true part. God is love. God shows love to sinners. He is patient with them. God is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, who died for us while we were yet sinners. This is all true. Amen. But the lie is this. God never hates sinners. The lie is that God tolerates sin. The lie is that God doesn't require holiness, and he'll never punish unrepentant sinners. That's a lie. But here's the truth to replace those lies. Did you know the Bible says God hates certain kinds of sinners? Some people today preach that God hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. Well, yeah, that's a cute phrase, but it's not in the Bible. God doesn't just hate sin. Sometimes the God in the Bible actually hates sinners, too. Think about this for a minute if you don't believe me. God isn't just going to throw sins into hell. Someday he'll throw the entire sinner into hell, with eyes and teeth and everything. It won't just be sins who are gnashing their teeth in hell. It will be the actual sinners who gnash their teeth in eternal torment. You know, the Bible says, the Lord detests men of perverse heart, but he delights in those whose ways are blameless. And the Bible also says, the Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked and those who love violence, his soul hates. The Bible also says, the Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Now these verses in your Bible directly state that God, the God of love, who gave his only Son for us, personally hates or detests certain kinds of sinners. Some people listening out there may think these Bible verses are hate speech, but they're not hate speech if they're true. If they're true, they're words of love, not hate. I love you enough to warn you. I'm not trying to be your judge. Only God can judge you. But I am called to be a messenger, sent from the one who will judge you someday soon. And I love you enough to warn you. Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, forsake your sins before they destroy you in hell. That's not hate speech. That's love speech. But Pastor Loophole has twisted the words love and hate. Love is not the same as tolerance and silence. And hate is not the same as rebuke and warning about danger. Better is open rebuke than hidden love. So let me ask you Bible scholars out there, what's the one characteristic of God most often mentioned in the Bible? What do you think? Here's a question for you. What's the one characteristic of God most often mentioned in the Bible? Is it God's love? Actually, the word love is attributed to God's character 150 times in the King James Bible. But the word wrath is attributed to God's character 155 times. The Bible describes God 150 times as loving and 155 times as wrathful. The Bible says God is a righteous judge, a God who expresses his wrath every day.
But that's in the Old Testament, argues Pastor Loophole. God is more loving in the New Testament.
Wrong again. Did you know the New Testament book of Romans attributes love to God's character 7 times, but wrath to God's character 9 times? And if you count the number of times Jesus taught about heaven, it's about 90 times. But the number of times Jesus taught about hell, it's 88 times. Virtually an even split even in the New Testament. The Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. Some people like to pretend God's wrath is subdued. But you know, God's infinite wrath is just as strong as his infinite love. The Bible says God's wrath is just as great as the fear that is due to him. That's how great it is. Now, in eternity, unrepentant sinners will know God's infinite wrath in all of its terrible fury. But those who repent will know God's infinite love. So, Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, will you repent and receive God's love, or delay repentance and receive God's wrath?
Some people think there's no such place as hell, that evil people will just sort of be vaporized. But that's not what Jesus taught. Jesus said, in hell there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, it's kind of hard to gnash your teeth when you've been vaporized, isn't it? People in hell won't merely be separated from God. God won't just disappear, but he'll be present forever in your own private hell, in your face forever, in all of his infinite, furious wrath. Unless, of course, you repent and forsake your deadly sins. But that's not fair, Johnny Lukewarm complains. How can our tiny sins deserve eternal punishment in hellfire? Well, that's easy. If God is infinitely worthy of our obedience, then our slightest disobedience makes us infinitely worthy of his wrath. When the tiniest of sins is magnified by the infinite amount that God didn't deserve that sin, then one tiny sin becomes infinitely incriminating. Apart from God's infinite mercy, which could forgive our sins, excruciating eternal torture in the flames of hell is the very least that we deserve. Yes, God loves sinners for now, but there's a time limit on that love if we don't repent and forsake our deadly sins. If you continue to enjoy your sins, your clock is ticking. Your time is running out. God's Spirit will not strive with you forever. For the time being, God is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. For the time being, God shows his love unconditionally. Today, he sends rain on both the righteous and the unrighteous, but not forever. Someday, God's patience will run out, and he will separate the sheep from the goats. Someday, God will display unconditional love to the righteous, but unconditional wrath to the unrighteous. The unrighteous will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Now, Pastor Loophole, if you're out there listening, God wants people to forsake their sins and enter God's kingdom. Are you going to open the door to them by teaching them about repentance, or slam the door in their faces by telling them they don't have to repent and live a holy life? Help people submit to God's rulership. I plead with you to lovingly warn them to forsake their sins. And Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, if you haven't forsaken your known sins, don't call yourself a child of God. The Bible says there's one way to know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God. Don't be fooled. These may be the most loving words you ever hear. Let's pray together. Would you pray with me? Pray these words to God along with me. Father in heaven, I'm so sorry for taking your love for granted. I'm so sorry for delaying repentance. I want to receive your love, God, not your anger or your wrath. So I repent right now, and I forsake my known sins. Come and rule my heart right now, Lord, and help me receive your eternal love, not your eternal wrath. And as I forsake my sins, Lord, I receive your forgiveness right now through the sacrifice Jesus made for me on the cross. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Did you just pray with me? Can I ask you to raise your right hand up to God if you prayed with me? Wherever you are, if you're in your car or in your house or in front of other people, it's okay. Just raise your right hand up in the air to God as a sign that you just prayed with me and gave your heart back to him. Go ahead. God sees your heart. Did you mean what you just prayed? I know you did. Now some of you are receiving a physical healing in your bodies right now as God's loving rulership takes over in your heart. I hope you'll email us and tell us about that. Now I'd like to know your thoughts about today's teaching. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Please send me an email at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. That's persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. I also hope you'll join the Persuaders Club and get a copy of my book. I've been very fortunate and blessed to have this book read and endorsed by people like C. Peter Wagner and Professors Tony Campolo and John Mark Ruthven and Pastors Ted Haggard and Floyd McClung and Joy Dawson and Bill Hammond. So you know it's trustworthy. Please pray for us, and please mark it in your schedule and tune in again next time to this same radio station at this regular time period. Now, I love you and I care about you. So here's Mark with more information.
Thanks, Gordon, and thanks everybody for listening. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember that we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey God about how much these teachings are worth to you, and return to us your best possible gift after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out! If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L4. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club as a monthly partner, we'll send you an autographed copy of the book you've been hearing, written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmitt, entitled License to Sin, The Number One Reason America is Losing Its Moral Foundation. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. It's the monthly donations of our Persuaders Club partners who keep this program on the air. Now, if you have comments or questions about today's broadcast, you can email us at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 77222, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80970. Or you can always call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And if you remember, please tell us the call sign of the radio station you're listening to. May God bless you and thank you for supporting Persuade the World Ministries. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
Hi, this is Gordon James Klingenschmitt. Do you know there are 8 benefits of joining the Persuaders Club? For a monthly pledge of just $15, we'll send you a personalized certificate and add your name to our prayer list. I'll also send you an autographed copy of my book and regular cassette tapes, which you can copy and share with your friends. And you'll help rebuild America's moral foundation. And you'll also get our newsletter, The Persuader, and tax receipts so you can deduct your gift. And of course, you'll have my personal thanks. So please join the Persuaders Club today by visiting our website at persuaders-club.com. Or call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And thanks for supporting us with your prayers and donations. You're changing people's lives for Christ. Did you also know there are 8 specific ways to get involved with Persuade the World Ministries? You can become a prayer partner or make copies of our tapes for your friends. Or become a certified persuader to lead small group Bible studies with our materials. Or you can have me speak to your church or organization. Or have your church even become a certified persuader church. For details about these things, just call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. Or visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. The broadcast you just heard is property of Persuade the World Ministries. But if you're listening to a digital file like an MP3 or a WAV file, we encourage you to make copies of this program and give it to your friends. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? Just imagine if you emailed this file to them or gave them a disc and it prompted them to give their heart back to God. Someday you'll see them up in heaven, and they'll thank God that you had the courage to reach out to them. So please copy this program and give it to your friends. And take a moment right now to join us in prayer for everybody who listens. Thanks, and may God reward you for the work you do for His kingdom.